Kohek, covenants, compacts, honoring our fathers, the fifth commandment, you shall honor your father and mother, and I will love thousands of those who love me. Deuteronomy 8, all the commandments which I command you this day shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled you and allowed you 10 years. I was out in the wilderness after 2007, up in the mountains. 10 years. I would go out and do ministry in mission fields, and I would see the hand of God move in signs and wonders, and I was on ministry teams 10 years. But I come back to California and I'd be so grieved at the condition of the church and the mentality that this is about your best life now, Christianity. And you can have it all. Just come here and get a free handout. Every you know, whether it's legal or illegal, you know, you know, immigrants, they're still looking for their handouts in the social nanny state. And they think that's Christianity. No, that's not. That's soft communism. And I had a hard time. I was out in the wilderness, out next to the forest. Couldn't go to the churches here. Were like, under the state. Wouldn't preach the truth. We didn't preach the truth. And all kinds of practices, occultic practices came in. And you shall remember that he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall consider it in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and fear him. To walk in his ways and fear him. I'm going to leave it right there. I suggest that you read what the Lord has to say about what he's bringing to pass in these days. This was actually the partial reading for this week. I exhort you, this is the covenant, and these are the people. And even Jesus said, the greatest covenant, the greatest commandment is to love your God with all your heart and soul and strength and might, to love your neighbor as yourself. On this, all the law and the prophets hang. All the law and the prophets say, golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love yourself, love God, and understand that he disciplines us and he brings us back to his righteousness, that he sanctifies us and puts his name in us and makes it holy. And he does this to nations. And this it will happen. And what is left is left. What remains, remains. And the rest will be purged off the land.